Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 490 for Friday, July 24th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was lower on volatile trading Friday following losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola values were anywhere from $5 to $8 lower. The most active November contract was down $8.20 at $508.20 per ton. European rapeseed futures were lower, which added to the declines, while large supplies of soybeans on the world market were bearish for canola. Recent rain across western Canada has helped to ease some of the drought concerns. Profit-taking was also a feature. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker against its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive to international buyers. Producers are holding on to supplies right now, which helped to limit the losses. Malaysian palm oil was higher, which also supported the canola market. CWB has pegged Canada's 2015-16 canola production at 12.5 million tons. This is much lower than an earlier estimate by the Canadian government, but slightly above CWB's previous estimate of 12.2 million tons. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. Down in the U.S., soybeans were down 15 to 19 cents, with the most active November contract down 15 at $9.65 per bushel. Prices hit a one-month low due to weak demand and improving weather conditions in the U.S. So far, exporters are only seeing about half the contracts they received last year from buyers overseas. Some technical selling also pushed the market lower today. One bright spot to report, though, is that China has purchased 220,000 tons of soybeans. Corn was 11 cents weaker, with the most active December contract in Chicago at $4.02 per bushel. There's word some buyers in the southeastern U.S. are buying corn from South America at a cheaper rate than from the U.S. Midwest. Weather conditions are favorable for crops in the Midwest, which is just entering the crucial pollination phase. Some analysts have already increased their projections for U.S. corn yields. According to the USDA, Mexico has purchased 230,000 tons of corn. U.S. wheat futures were 8 to 9 cents weaker, with the most active September contract checking in at $5.11 a bushel. The market hit its lowest point in a month as falling corn prices and the advancing U.S. harvest held futures in check. Weather conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains have been ideal for farmers, which is adding to the large volume of wheat that is already on hand. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.